Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, gorgeous. It is Lala Kent. Welcome back to the best podcast in the world, where everything is butterflies and rainbows and we only read the headlines.
That's nice. Nice new line.
Well, I figured
that was
should
my favorite intro.
Really?
And I'm back. Did you miss me? I know.
Uh-huh. We sure did.
I enjoyed my time off, honestly.
We heavily missed you. And you know what? I think it's a good thing that you had to go and do that, which is watch Ocean. If you guys listened to last week's episode, my mom ended up having to take her dog, Bella, to the ER. And so we had to bring Ocean here. And it was very chaotic. So Easton had to miss doing the podcast to watch Ocean. And it actually showed me, I already know that you're extremely necessary on this podcast. But after that, I was like, oh my gosh, not only is he necessary, but like I enjoy him on the podcast.
Thank you.
And everyone else does too. A lot of people miss
you. I'm so happy. I got some DMs, so I'm happy to be back. And I'm glad that I was missed. It felt good.
You're the best energy and middleman, because Lala will get into it at some point, but we agree on a lot. And I feel like you don't disagree on a lot, but you just have a different viewpoint, which people apparently need.
I'm right. Oh,
different viewpoint.
I'll give some more too. I'm getting footed. I'll give more. Lauren's going to start getting Lala. Has anybody ever even said that? Lauren?
I like that you call
when
it Lauren.
I have stories about you or mom, I always say Lauren, because that's what you guys call me.
Right?
Yeah. So much so when I tell stories that one person in the comment section.
Get upset with
by listening. The way, no, I love it. Love the podcast comment section. So much positivity. People are so into the episodes, and it's just a very happy space in the podcast comment section. And I like to go into that comment section because certain people's perspectives, I'm like, this is interesting. I want to read this on the next episode. Before we jump into that, Bella, my mom's dog, did not make it.
Yeah.
Bella passed away.
She passed away.
Yes.
But luckily, Lisa got to be with her and like hold her while it happened. And I know some people might find that weird, but I find it comforting.
Was my mom in dog form. Like
same
very,
hair and everything.
Same hair, very stiff, a little neurotic.
She's so sweet. And how old was she?
15 and a half.
So
it's like
she
108.
Lived a, yeah, she was old.
108.
She was very old. And I know it's very, very hard to lose your dog. Like, I can't even think about losing Lily. But Bella, the last, like, few days started smelling like our other dog, Dior, which was my dad's dog. And my dad would always say, I better die before Dior because I cannot handle it. And he did. And now Dior's with him. But there's a smell that the dogs get where it just, my mom's like, I have a bad smeller. What does it smell like? I'm like, death.
Right? No, we were at the elevator because we were letting Bella out. And Lisa was like, her breath, I don't know what it smells like. I was like, it's death, Lisa.
Oh.
I'm sorry to say, it's death.
Never mind. I'm not going to say
very bad.
Yeah. No, I was going to say it's like rotting. Like a decomposition of breath.
There it is. It really is. Oh, no. And even Ocean and Beagle. It smells like shit.
What'd she say? It smells like dog shit in here.
Yeah. Well, anywhere Bella was, that's what she'd say.
Well, Ocean asked where Gigi was that day. And I said, Gigi had to take Bella to the doctor. And Ocean says, she's sick? I said, baby, Bella died. And she goes, she died? Oh, no. I was like, it's very sad. And we have to baby Gigi. And she goes, she froed up in poop. Can I see? She always wants to see the throw up and poop. It's disgusting. I'm like, we're not going to look at it.
Did she mean Gigi or Bella?
Bella.
Oh, no, I didn't. I legitimately didn't know. I was like, who is she talking about?
Valid question.
The dog, because leading up to Bella's passing, she started to like throw up and have the runs. Mm-hmm. And she would not eat anything. And we tried anything and everything. And my mom was like, I just feel like I should have done more. I'm like, what? Perform surgery on this dog? Grant, we don't know what happened, mm-hmm. right? To me, it seems like old age, right? And like, she was just like very bony and stiff. And like, she never really would eat a lot because she was so neurotic. And she's always been that way. She was always the dog, even back in Utah, that would like stay in the closet, in the very back, with like all of these shoes and clothes.
We had a table, and Lisa put like a drape, like
a table cover over it.
Okay.
And so it was to the ground, and Bella would go through the back and under it, where you couldn't even see her. So we just didn't know. And then
always.
You'd just go and push it, and you'd feel her and go, all right, she's there.
Aww.
She's been like that.
She's been like that. She loves the dark.
She's a specific dog.
She's a very specific dog.
She's an angel. And she's an angel now.
That she is. Okay, so there's that. I'm so excited for Thanksgiving.
So funny to me.
Jessica is so funny to me.
Oh, she brightens my day every day.
Can I tell you that? Here's mom.
Calling?
Yeah, let's see what she wants.
Tell her she's on air.
No, don't.
Hi, Lisa, you're on air. What?
She's telling you something.
Okay.
I'm going to the snow.
Snow?
She wants to go to the snow.
Okay, mommy's going to take you to the snow, okay?
She's watching Beauty and the Beast, and they're making snow angels.
Oh, baby, I'll take you to make snow angels, okay?
Tell her okay.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, too. Bye, baby.
She is so cute.
All right, I love you, Mom. Bye. Only my mother
would call for that.
Like, she wouldn't call me for herself. She knows we're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
But because it was Ocean, which is why I love her. Oh, now she's trying to FaceTime me.
Oh.
Okay. But I'm glad I now know. Book tickets to somewhere that snows. I guess Utah.
Or maybe Northern Aspen. California.
Right.
I'd rather
Mammoth,
do that.
Big Bear.
Yeah.
You're right. To make snow angels. All right. Excellent. What were we talking about? Oh.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I'm so excited. My favorite holiday because it's veggie time. Not like vegetables, but like vegging out. It's that time of year. You have so much to look forward to. You get to be with family and friends, and you have all this warm, yummy, cozy food. And
can I
just love everything about it.
Can
okay,
I say
good.
Something?
Always.
She's the one who made me fall in love with Thanksgiving. I can't remember what it was, but we went to somewhere with Dad, remember? And it sucked. And so you made a whole Thanksgiving feast. Do you remember that?
My mother took us to a restaurant, and they were serving, and I sound bitchy, but they were serving like oysters and salmon.
It
and I'm like, no.
It wasn't Thanksgiving.
By the way, great any other day, but today, I don't really want oysters.
No.
So I felt bad for my dad. And the next day, when everyone
that
went to
it.
Work on Friday, I went and got an entire Thanksgiving meal and made my dad a Thanksgiving dinner on a Friday.
That is
and
so
that
sweet.
Is yeah. And now Thanksgiving is my most favorite.
That is so sweet and cute. What are you guys doing this year?
Palm Springs.
Oh, nice.
Palm
just
Springs.
The fam.
Just the fam.
Cute.
Brock and Sheena and her family will be next door.
Are we
and
doing
we will
it with
spend
them?
It. Yes.
You
we asked, what can we bring? AKA, what can we pay for?
Right.
Yeah. I hate making stuff.
My mom will be making her famous sweet potatoes that are absolutely fantastic.
It's like a dessert.
With the cornflakes or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. And you guys, I think I'm going to post the recipe. Now, listen here. They are always the dish that everyone looks at and they're like,
nope,
I'm not doing it. And then you see one person go for it, the next person, they are always wiped clean and everyone goes insane over them. They are the most delicious sweet potatoes you will ever have in all your lives.
Yum. Mm-hmm. Yum. Does she put pecans on the top?
Yes, yep. She does, because her family owns a pecan farm.
Pecan.
Pecan?
Pecan.
No, I used to say pecan all the time, and then someone was like, that's not how you say it. That's crazy town.
Well, it's kind of like the word gala.
Oh, gala.
You can say it. I Googled it. You can say gala, gala, or gala.
Gala. We're going to a gala?
Gala's well, I wild. Feel like that's more for the British.
Gala. Right, hello.
What is that?
That's hello. That's so British, isn't it? Every accent of mine is the same. Australian, hello. British, hello. Southern, hello.
Southern, hello.
Hello.
All right. So with that being said, and we're going to deep dive
what
into.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We didn't even I'm ask Jess. Sorry. I forgot to ask you because I was
Nobody
so busy
cares.
Talking about me.
No, I.
I got you.
Thank you both. I'm going to Arizona to see the parents for the first time since they moved there. Wild.
How Jessica's long have they lived
family,
there for?
Literally weeks.
Oh, just a week. Couple
yeah,
weeks.
No, I mean it's been like I think we're up to like 3 or 4 weeks. They've been just
I
having
you were
a time.
Be like a couple years.
No,
well, coming, no, but coming from
New York, yeah, upstate.
Upstate New York, mm-hmm. where it's absolutely frigid, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move where, like, in December, you can have wine on a rooftop or a patio. Are you joking? How fun.
It's my first. Have we talked about it?
No.
It's my first time away.
Your first winter.
Yeah.
Not in Utah.
Yeah. Away from snow.
That was attached to your head. I'm so sorry. It was a piece of hair. And then it was a piece of hair. And then I pulled it and it didn't go anywhere because it's attached to your head. I'm so sorry. It's your first time away from Utah.
Okay.
That's something that's in my head.
Yeah, sorry. For the holiday.
Yeah, and I can only imagine how excited your parents are.
They, yes.
I hate snow.
Is Mr. Bubbs and the rest
Bubbs
of the fam?
Mr. Bubbs will be visiting, I think, my sister, so who's still in upstate New York. And then for Christmas.
Is that Katie?
Katie, yeah.
Okay.
And then for Christmas, we're all going to be in Arizona. They live now in Scottsdale, so any jujitsu gyms in Scottsdale that are great for beginners, very much a white belt, let me know. Slide in the DMs because I'd love to stop by.
Jessica, let me tell you something.
I liked everything about it. Don't listen to her.
You're a weirdo. Second of all, I really, no lie, respect your commitment. And you know what? It's not just with the jujitsu, right? The jujitsu is just one of many things that you do wholeheartedly, and I fucking respect that.
I love you.
Wow, that was the first time we said the F word in the episode, and we're only and we're 12 minutes in. Let's try to not say it again, though.
Okay.
I'd really like to stop.
I think just because
I'm not
you
joking.
Brought it up.
Yeah?
I'm going to say it a lot now.
Please
like
don't.
Ocean.
Please don't. No, no, no.
It. I'm teasing.
Mom
I'm
already laid down
it.
The law. You get your mouth washed out with soap. Me,
it's
Ocean.
All of us.
All of us.
Check your phone.
Okay. What is it?
Oh. It's the Travis Kelce.
Okay. Well, I want to jump into that. But first of all, let's talk about this. So I was in the comment section on the @givethemlalapod page. And I came across a comment, and I've been seeing these kind of a lot, right? People really don't like you and I agreeing, Jess. Like, one comment said that, like, you quote-unquote back down when I have a different opinion than you.
I saw that. Do you think I do? Because I have my own opinion on that. What do you think about that?
Well, number one, I think we, at times, you and I both have different opinions on things. And then we communicate like normal people and we can see another side. Also, when we're talking about, I think this comment was specific to the Kyle Richards thing.
Yeah.
And not a jab, but number one, Jessica's never been through a situation like that.
True.
Number two, she doesn't have children.
True.
Okay. I don't know that my situation and Kyle's are the same. But I know what it's like to be in a relationship that goes south due to another person. And I do have a child. So, of course, my opinion is going to be more driven by experience. I appreciate Jessica's opinion. But if I talk to her about something like this and I'm coming from a place of experience, of course Jessica's going to see my side.
Right.
But there are things that Jessica and I disagree on. However, if Jessica and I didn't have like minds, we couldn't work together.
I think people genuinely think that I agree with you just to agree. But I have to say, and Lala knows this. If I don't agree with something of Lala, I say it. But I agree with like 95% of the things she says because I just do. That's also how I think. So I'm not just going to like disagree to spice up the podcast. I'm not just going to like say something I don't actually think. Like, no, don't agree with that just to be like spicy. Like, if I say I agree with it, I do.
You know what, though, Jess? I think because Jessica's not only my friend and I now, to me, you're not my assistant. I call you my brain.
Thank you.
There are things that you talk about where I completely change my mind because I think you're very logical, level-headed, and you also, you teach me things where it's like, you know what? I want to be more like Jess because she's lighthearted and just the way that you are inspires me. And a lot of times, because first and foremost, we work together and I take your opinions very seriously. There are times where we're talking about business ideas and I'll throw something out there. And the moment Jessica says, like, I really don't like that idea, I'm like, tell me more. Let's pivot. But this is like a fun podcast where we keep it light. I think I've conditioned people to think that I'm on 100 all the time. That give them Lala means let's drag people.
Yeah.
Let's hit 100 quick.
Yeah.
That's one part of me. And I think maybe that's why people, like, they think, oh, Lala, that means Lala on Vanderpump Rules. Not this environment. We're going to disagree. I don't want to drag anybody. I want to be petty, lighthearted. I want to cry sometimes. I don't want to feel like I'm on 100.
Right.
And
right.
I certainly don't want Jessica to feel like she's got to hit 100 to go toes with me.
Yeah, that's not me. And like, yeah, like you said, thank you, by the way, for all the nice
things. I love you,
Jessica. I love you. But yeah, we're just going to, I'm sorry, it's just too hard to like act a certain way because people want you to. That's just not my vibe. So I'm just going to be me, which is authentic. And I hope that you guys see that. And you be you, which is authentic. And Easton be Easton. And that's all we can really do.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Amen.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. and you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
The second thing I wanted to read to you guys, because I'm obsessed with Southern charm and someone slid into the comments section with this. After last week's episode, let's do this, and then we'll dive into other things, including the AMA.
Okay.
Okay. Logan underscore Lane said, listen to your recent ep, and this is what you need to know about the SC boys, Southern Charm boys.
Okay.
Craig equals good guy, has shown growth, respectful. Austin equals not a bad guy, but has done stupid things, but shows remorse and the willingness to grow and change. There is still time for him, but he needs to show it now. Shep equals a 43-year-old Peter Pan who's a serial cheater, there we go, who can't commit and will throw people under the bus to protect himself. Not a bad person to his core, but lacks any desire to change or reflect, but instead disassociates with alcohol. So that's Logan's perspective on it.
Great perspective. Thank you for that, Logan. I have decided I'm going to watch from the beginning because I have a lot of people sliding in my DMs saying, totally agree with you about like the frat guy culture in the South, but just start from the beginning. And I have to educate myself more on the show. And then I can really, because guess what? My opinion might not change. I might be like, yeah, it's not like that. It's triggering. It's just something for me. Or I might be like, you know, they're different than I thought.
No, you're going to stay the same.
Probably.
But I'll watch it with you.
Will you?
Yeah.
Good.
No, I really will.
Okay. I would rewatch it with you too.
Really?
Oh, you all right there?
Did you start from season one? You've seen every?
I haven't seen every season, but I do remember watching it a while back. I didn't stick with it, but every time I watched it, it was fantastic television. So I will absolutely go do a rewatch with you. Keep in mind, the people that are on it now have not been on it since season one. So the cast looks very different at the very beginning than it does now.
Okay.
Still want to see it because I need to compare casts.
Yeah.
Just to see if it is just the douchebag thing.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
See? Lord.
Where is it shot in South Carolina?
Where's Charleston?
Charleston,
South Carolina.
Then, yes.
SC, South Carolina, Southern Charm. Wow.
Gotcha.
It's shot in Charleston. I'm obsessed with Charleston.
I am too. And can I tell you, so last BravoCon, I sat down next to Madison on Southern Charm, the super hot one, and I had hurt her feelings because I did a podcast, I think it's called Pillow Talk, with Austin and Craig. And I didn't really know much about the show or Madison, really didn't even know Austin that well. And they were dating and then had broken up just recently when I did their podcast. This was a very long time ago. But I knew Craig. So I was like, sure, I'll do the podcast. I do the podcast. They're talking about their relationship, Austin and Madison's, and the reunion. And they were talking about how she went in and did X, Y, and Z. She was very open about how she went in and got a mommy makeover. And I said something in a very flippant way that was not kind. And it wasn't really directed at her. It was just like a stupid comment, like I do. You know, I'm like, oh, a bitch gets a mommy makeover and suddenly thinks X, Y, and Z. I don't know exactly what I said. I can't remember. But it really, really hurt her. So we had a moment last BravoCon, and I apologize. I felt so guilty. In fact, I felt so guilty about it that this BravoCon, when I saw her, and she was so sweet, like we had squashed it. But I checked in again and I just broke down sobbing. And I was like, I just am so sorry. And she
really?
Was like, Lala, you're going to make me cry. Like, we're fine. And I was like, I know, but you're so sweet. And like, I never want to hurt somebody who like doesn't deserve to be hurt.
Oh, like, you were in your feelings.
I was so in my feelings.
Were you drinking when you were on the podcast?
No, I wasn't drinking when on. Yeah, they were just like breaking down their reunion for me. And I was like, okay, so like a bitch gets a mommy makeover, blah, blah, blah. It was not really directed at her, but because we were talking about their reunion, of course you're like, you're directing that at me.
Right. Of course. Yeah. She's stunning, by the way. Saw her at BravoCon. Yeah. She was next to our merch booth for like a hair thing. And I was like, who is that?
And then I looked it up because she was so hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's, me and Calvin.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Calvin Saab.
Calvin, I met him, by the way, as famous as ever. I'm obsessed with him.
Are you?
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
He's great.
Anyway, there's that. Easton, you were talking to me about something that happened with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and then I zoned out and just was like, I want to talk about it on the podcast, even though I had no idea what it was. All you had to say was Taylor and Trav, and I was like, talking about it on the podcast.
Give us all Taylor.
Well, they're saying that Taylor Swift is taking advantage of Travis Kelce.
Oh, God.
And that he has CTE and all of this stuff. And
wait,
I mean,
where is this coming from? Who's they?
I mean, just people on Instagram. Oh, the people.
The internet people.
You know,
people.
I mean, everybody's a blog at this point.
Right. The internet people.
And I saw it in the car on the way over. I get very car sick, so I couldn't read much into it.
Okay.
But.
Okay, so sent it to me. Can we talk about the problematic mental age gap between these two and how Taylor might actually be grooming Travis? Travis has multiple head injuries and suffers from CTE, leading to the huge mental age gap, which makes him vulnerable.
I'm sorry, but this,
I didn't even know there was an age gap.
This sounds insane. And maybe I just, you know what? I'm uneducated on CTE, so I might not know, but this sounds like someone searching for a problem to me.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's talked about her in the past, saying that she's his dream girl. I have a very hard time believing that Taylor Swift is grooming anybody. CTE is a very real thing.
I also think that Travis Kelce has gone through his Lil Ho phase, and his brother, who plays for the Eagles, has 3 kids now, I want to say, and is married to a beautiful woman. I believe she's in the MLS.
Oh.
And they're just a happy family.
What's
and
the MLS? Isn't that where
Major
you find houses?
Oh. But, yeah.
Find houses? I was thinking
yeah, don't they
was
say,
a...
I got to check the MLS to see about this house?
Oh,
like
I'm
real
not
estate
buying
agents?
A home, so
oh, I was thinking it was a marketing scheme, but that's MLM. Oh, right.
Wait, what is it? Major League Soccer. Wow, so she's an athlete too.
Yeah, so I think Travis kind of sees that his brother has a wife, family, and I think that maybe he went through his hoe phase and that's now what he wants. I don't think he, you know.
He's always, I mean, not always, but it seems to me he's been a fan of Taylor and like idolized her and been like in love with her, quote unquote.
He said it in a video.
Yeah.
Like they were like, who's your celebrity crush? And he just sat there and he goes, Taylor Swift.
Right.
And so he said it before. Like there's, so yeah.
They look super cute together. She seems to have a heart of gold. And this is where it gets very, very sticky, and I don't like it because the word grooming is a real thing and it devastates people when it happens to them. So when you just throw it around like that, it takes away the meaning, and I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this, her name's Misha.
It sounds like someone's reaching.
It sounds like
Elastigirling.
Elastigirling.
Mm-mm-mm. Elastigirling their asses off out in these streets, aren't they?
Taylor looks amazing in this photo, though.
She's
by the way, that's the look.
Can I be honest?
That's the look she should rock to every single Chiefs game.
Do you think that he's helping her with her style? Because he's got great style, and she did not. And I think she's picking it up.
Oh, the Swifties are going to drag you.
I have to say, I actually loved her style only because it was very hipstery. Mm-hmm. It was very East Nashville.
Let me say, I love it for the people who are fans of her, you know, like for the girls. Like, it's a great style. It's
but
very
by the way,
modest.
It's like, not just the youngins.
Well, I know, but I feel like she does for...
She has made it so every single age range has become... obsessed with her.
Well, it's not. It's the millennial. I mean, we're like the true, tried and true, the millennials.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm a newbie. Yeah. I'm a newbie.
I saw her opening for Brad Paisley, and we were all like, who is this young girl with a guitar on stage?
Well,
this
now you know.
Wild. Yeah. And she's stunning blonde, giant curly hair. I was like, huh, she's really like cute and fun.
You know what? To me, it's just so nice to see a girl with talent who people are obsessed with. And she doesn't have a freaking BBL and face tuned to the max.
She's real. I do. I respect that.
The style long nails. Mm-hmm. All the injections in the world. And a huge, huge
clipped in
hair. You know, it's nice to see someone just like show up, look stunning, but like a classic beauty. That's what she is. She's a classic beauty.
And I think that's her style.
Her and Stassi remind me of each other.
Stassi's obsessed with her. At the live show, I put up a bunch of photos and had Stassi judge them, right? And Taylor was one of them at her premiere of the Eras Tour movie at the Grove. Now, the dress was hitting. Everything was hitting for me. I didn't like the hair. Okay? You're a man.
I love the hair because it was Ocean's haircut. I didn't care for the dress.
It was Ocean hair.
I loved it.
A little like wispy. Hair,
yeah. It was like a little, I don't know, looked like she had a mullet. And I was like, oh, she's Ocean. But then the dress looked like Ocean picked it out too.
You weren't into the dress because it was a little traditional for your taste, you think? Like, it was a little like...
I loved the way it sat. I just didn't need the 1,000 roses on it, right?
Like the fabric.
Yeah, that's what I don't need. The whole thing, but then the print is what throws me off. Then the bright red lips with a blue dress. I just can't get behind
Every
it.
Heart beats true for the red lips and blue dress.
She really, and the white hair.
But only if Taylor Swift wore it. No, I was into it all. You know, I'm trying to become a more well-rounded human. And by the way, I cannot judge anyone looking like this on every single podcast.
I think this is a good look. I love this look.
You're such a damn lie.
No, I'm not. Because you know what, La? I tell you all the time. I tell her all the time. When Lala has no makeup, that's my favorite
look.
You
look really good without
like
makeup.
Fresh.
And I like you.
Tell me more.
I like you like this, like just more down because I'm like, okay, it's not as a professional day.
I love a good glam look, but when you come in, Kyle said that too. He saw you, this was like 2 years ago, and he saw you and he's like, is that Lala with no makeup? I was like, yeah. He's like, she should rock that every day. She looks stunning.
You want to hear a story?
Yeah.
I dig all everything you're saying. I do. I promise. My eyebrows are getting so high again. What is that?
Can I tell you someone said it was? Someone said it was Botox and that you need to get the entire forehead you can't allow your eyebrows to move. You have to get everything Botoxed.
Oh.
Yeah. And people are scared of doing that.
Can I tell you? What? I've gotten Botox there before and it lifts them more.
Really?
Yes. There's certain pictures where my eyebrows are just like this.
From Botox.
It looks like you covered your real ones and then painted those on.
I love the
like
arch.
Like that. Whoa.
Okay, let me tell you a story. Since y'all are tooting my horn about how good I look without makeup on. By the way, as you get older, you just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to put a face on. And if you don't think I'm hot, I don't really care because I don't need you.
Yeah.
For anything.
Preach.
I don't need you to buy me stuff. Don't need you to feed me. Don't need you for emotional support. We're good here. And you know what? If you don't love me at this, you certainly do not deserve me in my glam.
Yes.
smack.
So these new guys moved into the building. I'm freaking obsessed with them. And I'm outside, glammed up, taking my dog out to go potty. And one of the dudes is out there. And he's like, hey, I know this dog. And I was like, yeah, this is my dog, Lily. And he goes, but she's usually with the older lady. And I go, yeah, that's my mom. And he goes, oh, yeah, and the baby. And I said, yes, that's my kid. He goes, but there's one other girl that she's always with. And I was like, oh, you might be talking about my assistant. He's like, oh, yeah, maybe. She's like another girl that lives there. You guys, it is me without my face on.
Did you realize that in real time and go, oh, no, that's me. Same person.
Well, I went over the conversation. I'm like, but Jess is, like, not always with my mom. She's always with me. And, like, you certainly wouldn't think she lived there. Yes. That makes sense. Because I've seen them before, and I usually am in my little booties. No, in my bathrobe. And a lot of oil on my face to prevent fine lines and wrinkles, and a ton of hair mask in. Just looking really, really sexy.
That is so funny.
I walk in the house sometimes, and she's just on the couch in her robe, just looking some odd different, just face on. Hi. Whoa.
You look great, though. You're rude.
I just said you look great.
That was very, very rude.
She'll have, like, her eye thing on.
Eye patches.
All right.
Whatever you're doing, though.
This is a lot of maintenance, Easton.
Yeah, there you go.
I know.
All right.
All right.
I'm glad I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
When I'm 70 that is a and lot still of slapping, you're going to be like, oh, the eye patches, the bio oil.
I don't know
face.
If I'll ever be saying that, but I'm hoping that we hit 70 together. Yeah.
I was looking in the pod comment section again, and so many people were reaching out about, even in the DMs, what was the app that Lala said she was using for Christmas shopping this year? Y'all, we are approaching all of the things, right? Holidays around the corner, Cyber Monday or whatever, Black Friday or whatever, all the deals. The app that I'm using is called Rakuten. It's the ultimate secret weapon to save big bucks while you're shopping.
100%. I mean, we've practically made it a ritual to convert our guests into Rakuten enthusiasts like us. We want you to love the app as much as we do. It's definitely the app I'm using the most on my phone right now.
Rakuten is the genie that grants cash back on your usual stores, depositing those savings straight into your pocket via PayPal or good old-fashioned checks. I prefer the good old-fashioned checks.
Same. I love seeing money deposited into my PayPal account. And obviously, with the holiday season starting, it's the perfect time to get the Rakuten app to work its magic. They're offering the highest cash back rates of the year, which is so important to me because I love saving that money, from Black Friday all the way through Cyber Monday.
Some brands are giving up to 15% cash back, so I think I'm going to do a little shopping for myself and my family members.
So let me tell you how Rakuten works. In case you are hearing about this for the first time, Rakuten scouts the best deals, sales, and coupons for you. So it's like a personal assistant for saving time and money. And you know how much I love to do both of those things.
Stack your savings, people. Hit up those Black Friday sales at Macy's and enjoy an additional 15% cash back.
Black Friday is all about finding gifts for your family and friends. And with big cash back opportunities at stores like Ulta, Nike, PetSmart, and even Shop Disney, everyone on your list is going to be covered. I mean, with those stores alone, I've pretty much got Lily, Ocean, my mom, Easton, Jessica completely covered. And I'm not going to lie, I'm eyeing a little Fenty Beauty, and I'm going to stock up hardcore.
Oh, and we still have Cyber Monday, too. It's going to take both Black Friday and Cyber Monday to cover everyone in my family. I mean, it's like a million people. I've got my mom, my dad, Jason, Steven, Katie, Danny, Kyle. It's endless. It's absolutely endless. So I'm very excited for this. And with 15% cash back on the table, I'm loading up on literally everything. And with all that cash back, I'm definitely treating myself. Fenty Beauty is sounding pretty good right now.
Right? I fully agree with you. So this holiday season, why not turn your shopping into a savings extravaganza with Rakuten?
It's a game changer, a holiday miracle, and it's right at your fingertips.
So do not miss out. Download Rakuten. That's Rakuten. Get those deals, stack those savings, and make this holiday season the most budget-friendly and joyful one yet. Rakuten, where shopping smarter meets saving bigger. Happy holidays and happy savings.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress
No glue manis and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, let's move on to the AMA, which for so long, Jessica, when she first started working with me, she was like, Law, you've got to do more AMAs. And I'm like, totally. And then I'd go home and be like, what the fuck is an AMA? So I Googled it naturally, and it was like an Ask Me Anything. I was like, oh, okay.
That's what, do you know what GRWM stands for? If someone says it.
I do now because I watched a TikTok with Alex Cooper and Stassi.
What is it? GRWM. Yeah, get ready with me.
Yes.
Yes.
You know the IYK.
If you know, you know.
For the longest time, I'm like, why is everyone putting these random letters together?
Do you want to hear a funny joke? So this was like, I was 21. Somebody texted me, just a friend of mine, and he goes, what does IDK mean? And I said, I don't know. And he goes, nobody does. And I said, no, bro, it means I don't know. And he goes, I feel so stupid. I go, how many people did you text?
Because he's texting everyone.
Yeah,
and they
he's
go,
like,
I
what
don't
does
know.
IDK mean? And they're like, I don't know. But that's what it means. But he's just like thinking, they don't know either.
That's the funniest shit ever.
Yeah.
That's
what?
Amazing. That is amazing.
Right?
Who thought, wasn't it one of your friends, maybe Stassi, who thought the GRWM was grown woman?
Well, that's what I thought it was, too, without all of the letters.
Like a grown woman video.
Like a quick way to say grown woman video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
how I learned, because when she was talking about it in this TikTok, grown woman video, and then it's like their little...
Outfits?
No, what's that thing? Their little skit or whatever, and Call Her Daddy is like, it's a get ready with me.
Yes.
And Saucy's like, oh.
That's hilarious, actually.
Yes. All right. To the AMAs we go.
To the AMAs we go. Okay, so.
Is AMA also American Music Awards
yes.
or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes all the sense. All right, go.
So I'm going to ask you this because I'm seeing a lot of questions about this. Everyone's saying, what's going on with the captain?
Nothing's going on with the captain. I know that we're all very upset about it. He's super freaking hot. He lives so freaking far. And hopefully, God willing, soon, you guys are going to understand why it's probably not the best time for me to be searching for a boyfriend or dating anybody.
The way you were scribbling, it felt like you were upset that this wasn't the time.
I'm not upset that this isn't the time at all. No.
Yeah.
I'm completely okay. I am thrilled about my life, everything that we have going on. I feel like we've figured it out. I am so excited for 2024. I feel like it's going to be our year. And just everything that we have created and what we do at the office every day, like, I'm so inspired by every single person that I have in my life right now, which is not many people, and I like it that way. But the two of you, the only thing I want to dump my time into is creating, being with my family, and being with my beautiful daughter.
Amen.
And creating a beautiful life for her. And if a dude comes, they come at the right time. If they don't, excellent.
Amen. 2024, here we come. On that, I'm going to go to this next one. If Bravo pitched a Birmingham reality show, would you and the fam do it?
I think that's a 100% we would do it.
Yeah.
I would ask for a producer credit. I would need to have, like, say on the edits and things like that, and I'd want to be in the creative because my family is so freaking funny that I would want that to be, like, the driving force of the show. Like, we also get into arguments, obviously, who doesn't? But, like, our bounce back and the things we say, I'm obsessed. So I would want a say in, like, how it's cut down.
Yeah. I tell you all the time. I said, you guys need a freaking show. Yeah,
and I would want it to be called The Birminghams.
I get to watch it every day, and I feel so sad for people who don't.
Right? Even them. Like,
but you're in it now, Jess. Like, you're not just really watching. No, you're thrown in it.
I'm in it. It's fun. It's like watching your favorite TV show, but also being on set for it. It's so much fun.
Where, like, when we don't agree with Lisa, she looks at Jessica. Can you believe them? Look at how they treat
for
more,
for confirmation.
Then Jessica gives it to her.
I know. You got to knock that shit off.
No. I love it.
All right. Keep giving it to her.
I love the dynamic.
I'll ask this one because of Thanksgiving. What are you all most grateful for today?
Oh, Easton, what are you most grateful for?
The time I've been given with family since I've moved out here.
Yeah.
Like, that's my biggest thing. Yeah. That's the most thing I'm grateful for. Being, like, getting to see Ocean grow, like, every day going over and, like, remembering, like, even 2 months ago when you're like, holy shit, what a different kid.
Right.
So, like, just that, the time that I have to spend with my family is what I'm most grateful for right now.
That's so sweet.
Thank you.
That's so sweet.
So sweet.
So sweet. Do you want me to come over?
And I'm grateful we get to go to Hawaii all together.
Hey. That's going to be so fun.
All of us.
Jess, what are you most grateful for?
You know, today, in this very moment, I am most grateful for this job, and which is also my life. But I sent, you know, I sent you a little text the other day, and I feel like Lala as a boss is like a star, like stunning, amazing. And, you know, in June, it'll be 3 years working for you and with you. And it's very rare, I think, in LA that you feel respected and you feel cheered on by your boss. Like, I've been in so many different situations where it has not gone that way. And I kind of just deal with it. But you feel respected, cheered on. You feel like part of a team. You feel like your future is cared for. Oh, I love you. I'm kidding. But I'm so grateful.
I hope you know how amazing you are.
Yeah, because it's so just... I mean, I'm so thankful for it. And it like, I hope everyone gets to experience a boss and friend like Lala, because it's life changing. It really is.
No,
but that's how I feel about you.
Oh, I love you. Look at us. I love you.
No, you're the best.
You are.
The time that then that's the thing. You've given me that time with, you know.
But that's the thing,
me
is
this opportunity to do all this.
I know you guys are like hyping me up right now, but like I don't just like hand things out, right? You have been an incredible addition, Easton. I love you so much. And even though you're my brother, like, you mess with my money and, like, love you, kid. I'll throw you a couple hundred bucks here and there, but, like, stay away.
But I like that from you. Yeah. I'd rather, like, okay, I'm needed and not.
Right.
Like, you know, so thank you for that.
And then, Jessica, I put you on as heavily as I possibly can because I believe in you so much, and you are. That's what I think I'm most thankful for, is the community that I have around me. But I just look back on when you first came to that interview, and then you had worked for me for maybe 3 or 4 months before things got very, very different. And I remember looking at you and saying, as you were keeping my life together, saying, like, this is not going to be forever. And here we are. And just to see you in certain rooms that we've been in, I'm just so grateful to have you. And I say those things to you and build you up because you absolutely deserve that. And that was the first thing I said to you in that meeting was, even though you're coming in here as a quote-unquote assistant, I don't want that for you forever. Like, I need a teammate, and that's exactly what you've been, which is why yesterday instead of being like, where's my assistant? I said, where's my brain? Because, like, you're not my assistant. You're, like, way freaking more than that. You're my brain. My whole heart and soul
I love you. I love you both. And Pinky in the brain. I look like the brain. Oh, my God. I'm the brain. We should be Pinky in the brain for Halloween next year. Yeah. I've got the head, the height. I love you both.
All right, now that we've just got so cheesy.
So sweet.
So sweet. So, Easton, what is your type? Because some people are asking that.
No, I don't have a type. I just like somebody who I can be with but not be with, if that makes sense. Like,
I love that. It makes so much sense. Alone.
And like, if I can find that and just, that's all I really care for. So I don't have a type. I just have, I guess, a personality that I'm looking for.
Easton's still very much in love with his ex-girlfriend.
I know.
Oh, no. What's her name? We'll shout her out.
Let's, let's not.
No, I don't want anyone going for
her. Really?
Nobody gets to know her. She's my little secret.
Aww.
The first love, I mean, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you have, you compare everything to it and nothing like comes close. I'll be even like around a girl for like 5 minutes. I'm like, you'll never touch anything that she was. So it's like, why play with somebody's emotions?
Let me tell you, I think one day maybe I'm going to help you find a partner and I think I'll kill it. If I ever get that opportunity,
I'm going to let you. And I will tell you if you kill it or if you absolutely shit the bed.
Shit the bed.
Yep, I'll be honest with you too. Because I feel like I'm picky, so yeah. I'll give you the shot.
I think I could kill it. It's just a gift I have. It is a gift I have, my friends. La, did you have any names for Ocean before you landed on Ocean?
Well, if I ever have another baby, I may pick from these names. But there was one name that is never going to make the cut because my mom hates it so much. But one of the names was Snow.
I love Snow. And why does your mom hate that?
No.
Oh, it could be.
You want to know the real reason?
Yeah.
She goes, if they grow up and they like drugs, let's say they like cocaine and their name is Snow, I don't like that, Lauren.
On the other hand,
that's why.
If they sell cocaine and their name is Snow, what an amazing business plan.
Right?
Are you joking me right now, Jessica? With their
that's
sober mother? Are you kidding me?
Sorry. I'm just saying.
They'll pick
what
their
is
way.
This? Cocaine cowboys? Absolutely not.
He's Wild Westin.
No, you get out there and you fucking earn your keep the honest way.
Well, he's honestly
true.
Selling snow.
True.
No. So my mom did not like that name. So I said, all right, we won't use it. But I have a list of names.
Yeah.
By the way, Stassi's names were so horrible. Every time I see her, I'm like, I look at Messer, I'm like, I'm so glad you didn't name him Loring. I would really hate that.
Loring is boring.
Wait, Loring? Loring was an option?
Yes. Weren't you here when she told us the names? And I was like, they're horrible.
They were going to call him Boring Loring.
No, I don't remember Loring. Oh. You guys, I was born on Loring Air Force Base.
It's horrible.
That's fine
for an Air Force Base.
I don't care about that.
Not a name, Stassi.
I don't know if I could be friends with that.
Loring. I kind of like it. My names everyone hates. My names everyone hates. Like,
give us a couple.
I have a name. I have a list of baby names. I'm about to get dragged, and I kind of love it. But it's
What was Ocean?
Kyle hates them all, so that's great.
Other than Snow, did you have another one?
No. Okay. I liked Snow a lot.
Snow's stunning. Snow's on this list, by the
way. Oh, I lied to you. There was one other.
Are you going to say it, or maybe you?
No, it's off the list.
Tsunami?
No.
Cloud is freaking...
Oh, now I'm thinking of two that I remember having on the list that I deleted because we were like, no. Even Stassi. Oh, my God, there's three. Let me tell you.
They're going to keep coming because she had a whole list.
I did. Okay, I'm going to tell you because they're completely off the list. The other ones I'm not telling because I may use them. Utah.
Cute. Love.
Stassi was like, you never get to judge any of my names because you thought about naming someone Utah.
I love it.
I was like, I
Utah,
love it
too. That's a character in a movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Johnny Utah or something. The other one was Mountain.
Don't love it.
Don't love it.
Mountain.
And then there was Teton.
Teton, I don't
like
love.
It. Don't like any of them.
Don't worry. They're all off the
yep,
list.
I'm glad
so don't
they
worry
didn't make it.
Cloud, I love, by the way.
Cloud is so cute. I love Cloud.
Oh, I'll go through these quick.
He's up in the clouds.
He's up in the clouds. Maven, Maeve, Raven, Ghost, Fiera, Fiara, October, Leaf, Winnie, Dahlia,
Leaf, you gotta
Finley,
knock it off.
And Eight. Well, Ava was going to be one, but I took that off.
I love all those names and then ended with Ava.
So ended good. With Bob.
By the way, love the name Bob, too.
Bob is, well, Bob's on fire. Bob's your grandpa.
Yep, and he was on fire.
He was on fire once.
Yeah, I saved him.
Lots of questions.
He saved himself, but I gave him a shirt.
Who was the one who said Bob's on fire?
Lala.
Me. I was on the phone with Mom, and you had run up to tell me. And so you said it. I just repeated it to Mom.
I don't remember.
It was very traumatizing.
But I don't remember.
We are getting a lot of questions about dating apps, but I'll read the specific one. Okay, I heard you talking about Bumble last episode. Wanted you to know I used Bumble, and it's how I met my partner of 4 years, and now we're pregnant with my first baby. That's so cute.
That is so cute.
So cute.
See, I've heard fantastic love stories about Bumble.
To get over the ex?
We may have to, and I'm not joking, because to me, I'm like very cut and dry. We talked about this, and so are you. You just add that into your profile. And it's just like, all right, I dig her or I don't dig her, right?
Yeah. And I like that. And the good thing is I'm the type of person where I hate reaching out. So it's like if they reach out.
It's female driven. They're the ones that make the first move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm curious about? Would you do this sober? Because I know you sometimes are back and forth about like
He's dry. He doesn't drink. But he's a puffer.
Would you use that?
He's a little chippy. You wouldn't use it.
You wouldn't, because you can do that, right, on Bumble, like something with sobriety, like you can put your sober in your bio.
100%. I would have to.
Yeah.
I would put it. I mean, I just don't drink, but I don't care if people know like that.
Well,
but
see,
I don't mind dating somebody that drinks. Do you?
Or do you want somebody sober? No, I said this last episode. I would prefer to not be with someone who's sober, and I don't want that to trigger anybody. But for me, my sobriety is very strong. And I believe in it, and I don't want to have to take on someone else's.
You're the first person
I would like a normie.
Yeah. You're the first person that every time I would go somewhere, you were sober, and you were the one, like, pouring the shots for people. And I'm the same now that I haven't been drinking. Like, I'm wanting people, like, have fun.
And then when they have too many, I'm like, and this is where I tap out, because you've told me the same story 15 times on loop. Bye.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
So I
would have to decide, do I put that I'm sober in my Bumble bio, or do I get really nitty gritty and say, I'm sober but prefer a normie?
Yeah. you can, though, which is great.
I was talking about this the other day with a friend, and it's like when someone asks you, like, do you want to go grab a drink? And so many times people are like, I can't grab a drink, I'm sober. But like, a drink is a drink. Like, yeah, I'll go grab a drink. There's Diet Coke, sparkling water. I get a Red Bull, maybe a little pineapple juice, maybe a little Virgin Bloody Mary, depending on the time of day. Like, there's so many drinks to choose from. So, yes, I would love to do that.
We still do it as a group with Action Park. We have our little night.
We go grab drinks. We go to happy hour.
We have to do another happy hour. I love a happy hour with them.
I mean, do we even go? We get drinks.
Yeah, I certainly do get drinks.
I get hella drinks too. Mm-hmm. We got like cheese sticks or something. Lots of questions here about podcast tour. Will you be doing a podcast tour? What are your thoughts on that?
I think we are going to do a podcast tour. The one thing that I learned from the last show is I had the show prepped. First night was Stoss. Second night was the Dos Amigas. And I got nervous because I had people saying that they were coming to the show the next night as well. And I felt because of that, I last minute needed to change the show up to give people who came the first night a different show. That kind of threw me off a little bit. So I would just keep to the show format and plan for every single show. And if you choose to come multiple nights, just know you're going to see the same show, maybe a little bit different because I'm not a robot. But like Beyonce performs, she doesn't change her set list every night. Maybe she does. I don't know. Does she? Probably not.
T-Swift?
No, I think it's the same thing. Not that I'm either of those people. I'm just saying if they're not doing it, I don't need to do it.
Right.
So that's the plan for the live shows. We'll do it in the new year, obviously.
Amazing.
I'm going to take a large chunk of time off for Thanksgiving. I'm like really... We're in prep mode for 2024 because I really want to hit the ground running in 2024. But I also really need a little bit of a break. And I know everyone else does,
You deserve one. You've had a crazy-ass couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Month.
You know what, though?
I was thinking about this the other day. Everybody's life is crazy in a different way. So I'm sure we're all in need of the break.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that this podcast for my friends, it's like, it's a way for them to escape and laugh a little bit. So I hope this episode made you laugh. Reminder, this will be coming through your headphones on Wednesdays. And then the video comes out on YouTube Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific time.
And guess what else comes out on Friday? This coming Friday is your new Black Friday merch.
New Black Friday merch. Whoop. Pop it. Pop it. Pop it for a real one. Pop it for Daryl.
Pop it for Daryl.
Popping rubber bands for Daryl.
I do.
On the stack of hundreds.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I love it. You guys, I hope that you have the most incredible Thanksgiving. Spend it with your loved ones. If you drink a hot toddy, sounds so yummy. So, like, sip it by the open fire.
Somebody have a rum and eggnog for me.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Slap. I'll just have the eggnog.
Yeah, I'm just having the eggnog, but right? somebody spike it.
Enjoy. Please know I love you all, and I'm very thankful for you all. Yeah, go enjoy your little break. I love you guys, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.